Off the ball, GAA.
It's still fairly raw to lose an All-Ireland final, but to not hit the levels that we had had all year in the biggest day of the year was probably the hardest thing to take.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball daily.
All right, well, this is quite the treat. Five-time major champion Brooks Koepka is with us. Welcome to Ireland. First Irish Open. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. It's good to be here.
This should have happened a long time ago in Irish Open, because I remember back 2013, and I think there was an expectation you were going to play in Carlton House, and then you just went and dominated the Challenge Tour. And I'm always fascinated by that part of your career that, you know, now we see all the success, the majors, the trappings, all of that. Geez, you were 2013, you were grinding it.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I still think even to this day it was the most fun I had in my whole career. Playing over here was a lot of fun, brings back good memories, and just excited to be here. I can't believe it's the first one either. It kind of blows me away. It's been pro now for, I don't know how many years, what is it, 13 years? I haven't played Irish Open. Been over here for that long, so it's kind of,
yeah,
why now?
It's due. I just wanted to play, get some more reps in. I felt like it was a good chance. Had a week off just to kind of regroup and get things going. So I'm excited.
How's the game?
Yeah, I haven't played very good this year. It's felt good, and then it's just completely disappeared. Then it's, you know, ebbs and flows. Golf's crazy. You can feel 1 minute, you're never going to find it again, and then all of a sudden it's one swing and you're back for 6 months. It's just crazy. The putters kind of let me down this year. And then everything, if you're not making putts, you know, you're not comfortable over the putts, you're not confident, anything like that, it makes it very difficult. And, you know, especially when you've got, I haven't really made anything inside 8 feet. Which has kind of been my bread and butter my whole career. So, it's tough, right? That means you got to hit it close. So it puts a little more pressure on your irons. Then you got to hit it in the fairway. And it just kind of goes through the whole game at that point.
You have a reputation for being very real about your own game. Like, you're very kind of matter of fact. So if you're very real about what's going on with your game, how do you get out of it?
Just keep grinding, keep practicing, keep doing the things that you need to do. Not lose focus of the end goal is just to play good and compete and try to win golf tournaments. That's the whole goal. So I haven't done a good job of that this year, which is unfortunate, but at the same time, the process and sticking to the routine, I think that makes and just knowing your end goal.
You don't beat yourself up about it, do you?
It is annoying. It's very, you know, you sit there and you start to, golf's one of those sports where you overthink it. Sometimes when you're playing your best, you're not thinking about anything. You just go up and go hit the ball. You don't think about, oh, well, I got to start it down this line, do this, or my swing's got to be shorter, come a little bit more inside or outside. You just get up and hit it. And then when things aren't going your way, you start to question everything. So you got to kind of turn your mind off and just go back to your basic drills. Like, my whole thing was PGA, posture, grip, alignment, and just try to work from the basics, and then go from there.
When was the last time you had that freedom?
I don't know. It's been different. Like, we changed my grip there, kind of in the middle of the season. It's probably been a while, maybe the beginning part of the year. I think Augusta really, really kind of set me back. Missed a couple short ones there, and then it was a matter of, you know, you lose a little bit of confidence, and then from there you can't progress.
It's just like on changing your grip. How does that process come about? Because obviously such a big moment mid-season to do that. Are you in discussions for 3-4 weeks in advance to do it, or is it a one day at the range?
No. Just kind of, we were just looking at the grip, trying to figure out what was going on. Just because the club never felt quite good. In my hands, and just noticing that it got a little too palm heavy. You could see it in the wear and tear on the gloves. My thumb was wearing a little bit more, and the edge of the palm right in there was wearing. But that just means that the whole club isn't stable, right? So it's got to go on both ends of your hands. So just noticing things like that have kind of helped.
So you're famous, Brooks, for getting up for the majors, five-time major champion. So you've got Rory, the returning Masters champion. How excited for the challenge of trying to take him down this week?
Yeah, it'll be good. Obviously, he's playing well. He's got a lot to play for with the Ryder Cup coming up in, 3 weeks, I think, from now. So, yeah, they're just trying to get their game sharp and be as on top of it as they can. And, my season's, I've got 3 events left, so I'm just trying to make something and try to go compete and actually be in contention to win a golf tournament.
So a fast start on Thursday is key to try to get the juices going on?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, it'll be nice to be playing in front of some good energetic crowds. I think that's a huge thing. Obviously, they'll all be supporting Rory as they should. It'd be kind of crazy.
What?
I think you'll get a bit of support.
I think you underestimate. With a name like yours, five major, you're going to get a massive.
No, listen, the fans over here are unbelievable. They're great, but we all know who they want to see win.
Sure.
I'm not going to hide away from that. So it'll be fun. I'm excited for it. Obviously, waiting for the draw. I don't know what that's going to look like. But, yeah, there's a lot of good players playing. Guys are tuning up for a Ryder Cup and just want to see where my game compares.
You've mentioned the Ryder Cup a couple of times. How disappointed are you not to be there, considering your 4-in-a-row record of being on the team?
I played my way off it, so if there's nobody else, I can't be disappointed. I did it myself, so it's not anything I'm not aware of. Not shying away from it.
Sure.
It's just bad timing. You have one down year, but if it's the year after the Ryder Cup, it makes it a whole lot easier to get to catch up. But I think just the situation I'm in, being on LIV and then not playing well, is I don't think LIV had anything to do with me not being on the team, but it was more of the timing of the year, and just trying to get that ball rolling, which I didn't do.
Just makes a Adair 27 something to aim for.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. I mean, it's an unbelievable place, as everybody knows. It's pretty sweet. So yeah, that'd be the goal, and hopefully get back on the team.
Have you been out this morning? Have you?
No, we're gonna go out now. So just practicing. Just trying to fine-tune a couple little things, but game feels good, so ready to go see it.
What's a good week for you this week?
I don't know. Just feel comfortable over the ball. Got a putter change, so get a new putter in the hands, which I haven't done in a long time. So we'll see what it feels like.
Well, enjoy the reception this week, because if you're back in 2 years at Adair Manor, I'd say if you feel they're on one side this week, I suspect in 2 weeks, 2 years time, it'll be slightly different.
It's a load of fun, man. I'm disappointed I'm missing it, especially in New York. New York crowds are quite fun, but...
Wild, we've been talking to all the European players about this. How intense do you think it's going to be for them over there?
I think it just kind of depends how they interpret it, or how they process it, and how they deal with the fans. If you can kind of make a joke and laugh about it a little bit, it makes it a lot easier. But, you get a guy like a Pultz, with shirt back, and then that's done for the rest of the week, so they're going to be on them. Yeah. Something like that, where but it'll be fun. I'm excited to just watch it and see what happens, because I think it'll be a cool event.
Thank you so much for your
play
time.
Well this week.
Yeah, thank you guys, appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Brooks.
Thanks Brooks,
enjoy.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Off the Ball Daily.